Welcome to this week's podcast of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. And this week, my guest is going to get you excited about Golden Bear orientation and tell you a few of the highlights and what you can expect. So welcome to the podcast, Mickey Antovich, Director of New Student Services. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And why don't you tell us a little bit more about your role at UC Berkeley and maybe a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to be able to spend some time with y'all. Like Laura said, my name is Mickey Antovich. I'm the Director of New Student Services, and I use she, her pronouns. And I've been at Berkeley for about 4 years now, and I've had the pleasure of always working in the field of orientation and transition. And I have the esteemed privilege of making sure that all incoming undergraduates have a smooth transition, because Berkeley is this incredible place, and we want to be able to celebrate you all and make sure that we don't have to make things harder and trying to demystify all the acronyms we like to use. And I get to work with an incredible group of professional staff and amazing students that make this happen, because this campus really wants to make sure that all incoming students have a really good process of transitioning, and that really ends with our Golden Bear orientation. So I'm excited to share a little bit more about it with everybody.
I really like Golden Bear orientation, how we have it start a week before school. So it gives you a little bit of time to get used to being here and stuff before you actually have to dive into classes. So why should our students be excited about GBO?
Well, for me, I think Golden Bear orientation is a celebration and a welcome to what you've been working for. So every new student has worked so hard to earn their place at UC Berkeley, and GBO is really the time when you get to actually feel like a member of a community. Mm-hmm. You maybe have saw the confetti fall on the screen, you've gotten the emails, you've maybe started doing the online modules, but GBO might be that first time on campus. And the Berkeley community is made up of so many people, places, and resources. And rather than letting the immensity of it become overwhelming, we want GBO to allow students to actually have that week of transition before classes start. And a start of every new year, there's energy and excitement and possibility on campus. It's a kind of like the opposite of graduation time. We just celebrated all that accomplishment. Now it's the beginning. And I know that everyone in our Office of New Student Services is so excited to finally meet these new students. We've been working all year, really since last September, to make sure this year goes off well. And so it's exciting to actually meet the faces of the students we've been working towards.
Yeah, because you've been looking at their names and scheduling stuff for them all summer.
So many spreadsheets. So many spreadsheets.
And I feel like GBO actually begins with move-in. So do you have any suggestions for students to make sure that goes smoothly?
Yes. Take a deep breath and pause. It can be really easy to get wrapped up in parking and moving boxes and that sheets aren't working on the bed that you have. But I think it's most important to think about the people who are there with you and taking time to appreciate them. So it's more than likely that many of you could have folks helping you on your journey to Berkeley, and they'll definitely continue to be a major support throughout your time here. Things are going to look different, and it can be hard to handle that change. And so I would say, don't forget to say thank you to those, and take a photo for posterity, and even if they might be kind of embarrassing, to live in the moment. And definitely, obviously, on the logistics side, to be sure to check the move-in tips from the housing website if you plan to live in university residence halls. And if you're not living in university residence halls, you'll probably still have a move-in day, maybe exactly. Just not as full of traffic as those moving in on August 20th. But no matter where you plan on living during your first year, GBO will definitely help with those connections and resources. And that all starts on August 20th, checking in Lower Sproul Plaza to make sure everything's starting off without a hitch.
So does GBO have a set schedule, or do they pick and choose? How does it set up?
That is a great question, and one we get asked a lot. So GBO, really the programming goes from Wednesday, August 21st to Tuesday, August 27th. And you might be wondering, as we get that question, what could possibly fill 7 days of programming? And we believe there's more to being successful at Berkeley than just taking a tour and enrolling in classes. And we listen to current students and hear what they wish they knew or had access to during their Berkeley career. And in order to make your transition as holistic as possible, every small group has a unique schedule. So every day, groups will have 3 meals, and that takes some time. There's about 9,000 students who are here through all of Golden Bear orientation, and so we're not just going to stick you in Haas Pavilion for 7 days. We want to make this dynamic. So there's about 15 programs that all groups will go through throughout the week, but the exact time will vary. So we have some programs like our class photo up in the stadium or Bear Territory that will bring the entire incoming class of 2021 for our transfers and class of 2023 together. But other events will be with just you and your small group. On the first day of GBO, you're going to meet your orientation leader and learn about your unique schedule. It is the expectation that all incoming students participate in all components of GBO, because really, we want to avoid the fact that you're at graduation saying, I wish I had known. And that's the purpose of GBO, is take it all in, go through all the programs, and so when the classes start, you're going to feel a lot more settled.
And it's nice to know that you're not having to pick and choose what you're doing.
Yep, it's all there for you. As long as you follow your leader around, you'll be good to go.
And tell us more about the GBO leaders. Where did you find them? How did you help pick them and help them prepare?
Orientation leaders, or OLs, I don't know how many acronyms I've already said in this podcast alone, but there's another one for you, are some of our most incredible students I've had the pleasure of working with. And this year we have nearly 500 current students who volunteer their time to help the incoming class have a great first week. They come from all over campus, all different colleges, experiences, pathways, and just unique identities. So some of them are those rah-rah, love to cheer, you'll see them at the football games. Others might be a little bit quieter. Some could be studying mechanical engineering, and someone else could be in English. And they're meant to represent you, the incoming class. But no matter what, they all decided to serve as orientation leaders because they want to make a student's transition better. They go through 2 days of training in the spring semester and 3 days of training prior to GBO, and it's our hope is that through all this training, they're able to know a little about a lot of things on campus, be a social support and a referral for all the incoming students coming through, and knowing that in that whole week, you'll have these people the whole time, so you'll have a set person or two people to go to throughout the week.
And they're the ones that actually lead you where you're going. They help you know what the schedule is.
Yep. They'll be rocking some brightly colored GBO shirts. And one of my favorite things that they have to show kind of off who they are, we call them golden guideposts. We've got to make things cute. They have all of our groups get a number. And so our leaders decorate them. So across campus, you'll see people walking with these awesome signs that they've been really creative and showcasing who they are. And so even from all the way across Memorial Glade, you can find your orientation leader with their golden guidepost.
And who are the students going to be interacting with during GBO?
Everyone. Pretty much all of campus. We've got our orientation leaders, our new student services office. Obviously, you all, as part of engineering, will be meeting with folks in the College of Engineering. But other campus departments, like the library or Student Learning Center, academic advisors, dining staff, faculty, alumni, and the list really does go on. And I think more than that, it's more than just campus. GBO helps you explore the city of Berkeley and the greater Bay Area. So you actually might get to connect with business owners around campus, ride BART, and so meeting the folks who manage our transportation around the Bay, and maybe take a Bay cruise. So you might get to meet a captain.
So you're not just on campus.
No, you're all over. We want to make sure this whole place feels like home, because likely you chose Berkeley not just for the classes, but for this area that we're in. And so we want to make sure you feel comfortable there as well.
When you're separating them into these groups with the orientation leaders, are they by living situation, by their majors? How are you separating them out?
So students are first sorted into groups by incoming status, so either freshmen or transfers. And we do this because transfers receive additional programming focused on their pathway. Like, for example, our transfers get to pick to go to company visits and connect with other companies in the Bay Area, because we know that our transfers are often looking ahead to that career status already.
Nice.
From there, students again are sorted into residential versus commuter. So residential is kind of based on university living, and it brings together students who live near each other to help build up that community, which mm-hmm. we know is important. Commuter students are grouped together for two reasons. One is to help commuter students connect with each other, and then two is to condense programming into a tighter schedule so that folks can catch BART or get home earlier. And the one thing I guess that's different also is if you're a transfer student, at least one of your orientation leaders will be a transfer student as well. So you're going to have that connection with your orientation leader based on your group status.
Oh, that's perfect. Because I know transfer students' experience is a little different than our first year students.
Yep.
And what is the average student's day going to look like?
Well, I mentioned before, but there will be food. So that's always how we start the schedule. Students will have a specialized schedule that will be led by orientation leaders. And for those in residential groups, most days will go from 9 a.m. to midnight, because that's what a regular day-to-day college life kind of looks like that. For those in commuter groups, days will end closer to around 6 or 7, depending on your dinner shift. But don't worry, there's plenty of breaks. We actually actively put them in, so that because we want it to mirror what your life is like once classes start.
Excellent. And we've talked a couple times about the food and that you've got a lot of students to feed. So where are they eating?
Great. Big question. So first is breakfast will be grab and go at any of the university residence halls, whether you're a commuter or living in residence halls. Mm-hmm. That's there for everyone. For lunch and dinner, meals are either going to be at a university dining hall, at the food trucks, or my personal favorite, at a restaurant on Telegraph. So we actually partner with the hundreds of restaurants on Telegraph Avenue, and so every group will at least have one of their meals at a restaurant throughout GBO.
Oh, we have so many amazing restaurants around here, and that is just awesome. And do you have like one or two events that you think are the most important parts of GBO?
For me, the event that stands out the most that I hear about the impact of it is Bear Territory. Bear Territory is when we actually bring together the entire incoming class. So it's pretty rare that all 9,000 students are all together other than convocation. And it's really a time to celebrate the identities, intersectionalities, pathways, and experiences of our incoming class. Every single person was admitted because of all of those things, and we're building this new community. And it's so powerful to have all 9,000 folks together celebrating that, honoring it, reflecting on that value, and making a commitment to make Berkeley be a place that's inclusive and engaging and supportive. And every time I get the chills being in that space, seeing students celebrate each other and realize that they are in the right place and they have a role at UC Berkeley. So it's pretty incredible. And then I guess the other event that's not even an event, but it's all those little moments with the small group. So when students are just with their orientation leaders and the maybe 30 other people in their group, and I walk through campus and see them sitting in the student union playing games and just connecting, those things matter to me because I know that when classes start, that student has a support system. They have people who know their name and who they can call on when that first midterm grade comes out. So for me, those two things are very, very important. And, of course, College of Engineering programming. Very important.
All the time. And do you have any tips for students on how to make the most of their time at GBO?
I believe it's important to trust the process and participate. Each student's work so hard to see that confetti fall on the screen. And it can be easy in the moment to think that parts of GBO aren't necessary. You might be thinking, again, why is it 6 days? Why do I need to hear from a faculty member? But I promise that every component was made knowing that the journey ahead of you will challenge you. And on a more practical note is bring a water bottle and comfy shoes.
Oh, definitely.
I remember being very surprised by the incline of campus and how it impacted my body in the first few weeks as a staff member. So Berkeley is definitely a campus built on moving around. And I guess the final thing is reaching out. New Student Services, we have a full team of student staff who served as OLs in the past and are there throughout the whole summer to answer emails and phone calls. And we want to hear from you if you have any concerns or questions. We don't need to wait until August to make that connection. So if you have any worries or questions or just clarity, or you don't know who to call because we make acronyms out of everything, start with us, and we'll hopefully make sure that you're feeling more settled by the time August comes around.
And I think I would be remiss if I didn't talk about College of Engineering is going to get you for a day and a half.
Yeah.
Where we've got so many staff and faculty that are just excited to meet everyone, and we're going to go over resources that we have available in the college for you. You're going to get to meet your department advisors. They're actually going to have student panels so you can talk to the students that have taken the classes that you've already taken and get to know them a little better, learn more about student organizations. I know that's part of GBO too, that you can find, that we've got a fair where you can find out about student orgs. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about GBO that we want to make sure we mention?
I think it's just to get excited and know that by the time classes start, you're going to feel like this place is your home, and that you'll have people in your corner to help that transition go smoother. And that you might need to take some more naps than you've taken in the past. So rest up, relax, enjoy time with family and friends wherever you are in the world right now, and know that we can't wait to see you in August.
Thank you so much, Mickey, for coming in today and sharing this excitement of GBO. I know that the students are excited about coming to Berkeley, and I think it's just such an awesome way to welcome them here.
We can't wait to meet them.
And thank you to all of our new students for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with even more resources and opportunities for you as you get ready to come to campus and be a Berkeley engineer. Thank you.